Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us today. You know, with all of the turmoil that took place in this nation and around the world last year, wouldn't it have been nice to, you know, have a little heads up about things that were going to take place? I mean, the year 2020 was filled with unexpected surprises and a lot of other things, right? Well, not if you were paying attention to an interview that we did on December 30th of 2019. In that interview, my guest today shared some prophetic insights into things that were going to happen in the year 2020. In fact, he does this every year in a book he releases called The Prophetic Almanac. Pastor Bill Jenkins is a 1991 graduate from Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. He's been in the ministry for almost 30 years. He also has his own television program on the Trinity Broadcast Network. He's hosted the Praise the Lord program as well. He's written numerous books and is quickly becoming known as a modern-day apostle of God with a prophetic voice. He and his wife, Britton, work extremely hard to release the message of hope in our world today, and very needful for such a time as this, I might add. Pastor Jenkins takes some of the toughest passages of Scripture and explains them in a practical and interesting way, and he's quickly becoming the go-to guy when it comes to biblical interpretation. And every year about this time, I ask Pastor Bill to come back on the program and share with us his insights from the Word of God as he talks about his new issue of the Prophetic Almanac as it relates to the coming year. And that's what we'll be talking about today as we leave a very hectic and chaotic 2020 behind and are moving forward into 2021. Help me welcome back to the program, Pastor Bill Jenkins. Pastor, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Always love being with you. Enjoy your heart and just appreciate all that you do for the Lord. And so it's an honor to be with you today.
Amen. Now, for those who may not have heard our interviews from the past few years that, you know, since we've been doing these interviews, tell us in your own words, who is Pastor Bill Jenkins?
Well, I'm a husband and a father, first and foremost. I've been in the ministry for almost 30 years, but my first church is my family, and so I've been married to 22 years to the most beautiful woman in the world. Her name is Britton, and we have three great boys, Bryce, Brock, and Brady. They're 20, 18, and 16, so they keep me busy every single day. I used to think me and my wife would talk when my kids were younger, how it would be wonderful how the Lord would allow in our, you know, later years as our kids grew, you know, that these were going to be the hardest times raising kids. But the older the kids get, the harder it is to raise them. It doesn't get easier. It gets tougher. And so, but we're, with the Lord's help, doing what we can. We pastor a great church in Rancho Cucamonga, California, called Destiny Land Christian Center. So everybody's heard of Disneyland, but this is Destiny Land. This is the place where you can find your destiny and find your sort of niche in your world. And so that's a little bit about us. I am an author. I write a lot of books, and we do have radio programs. We do TV. We do whatever we can to try to get the word out, to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to build the kingdom.
Amen, amen. And you have a church out east a little bit, out in the Midwest, right?
Well, we did, but now we're 100% focused in on our ministry here in California, and so we dedicated our hearts. We moved fully out here, and so we're doing whatever we can, even in the midst of this pandemic, to build up and to raise the kingdom of God here in California.
Amen. I remember in our prior interviews, I'd ask you, you know, how hard is that to go back and forth? Because you were traveling like every week, back and forth all the time.
Yeah, back and forth. We did that for several years. Yeah. But, you know, we just felt like we needed to dedicate our whole hearts during that transition period. We went back an awful lot, but now we're settled out here in California. Amen. Doing what we can for the kingdom.
Amen. Well, last year we discussed the Prophetic Almanac for 2020. Can you recap some of the things that the Lord showed you and that you covered in your book and how those things played out in 2020? I mean, you must have been going through this like a checklist, just checking the marks off on everything that was going on.
Yeah, a lot of things. You know, that we put in the book, you know, when people get the book, they'll always text me or email me or call me or contact us in some way, shape, or form, and we'll always highlight the things that, you know, I put in the book. So, you know, we had that last year, obviously, every single thing you can think of that we put in here. We talk about so many different things when it comes to the number 20 and how it was mentioned 121 times in the Bible. But we talked about different, there being voter fraud, yeah, in the presidential election. That was on page 12 when we put it in. And again, we put this in there back in 2019.
Yeah.
We released it before 2020 and 20. So this was way more than a year before it ever even happened that we talked about this was going to happen. I even talked about how there was going to be a presidential change, how change was going to come from everywhere and hit everyone, from the White House to your house.
Yeah.
We talked about little things like vitamin D was going to be sort of a new miracle supplement. And if you look at the war on COVID-19, you saw that at the end of the year, they were talking about how vitamin D was one of the main ingredients that would at least stabilize people. They couldn't give them any other vaccine. Obviously, there's a vaccine out there now, but vitamin D was really a great component to help to help people during that time when there wasn't a vaccine. We talked about asteroids, meteor showers. Look at how much they dominated the headlines in 2020. Robots, I talked about them greatly increasing in every phase of our lives, and how many times the robots come up in 2020 on the news. And so time and time again, you see these things come up, you see these things arise. We don't ever take credit for it. I just basically look at the number that is important for that year, break it down in the Bible, release what it says. I never try to tell God what he says. I just let him tell me what he wants to say for that particular year so that you can know what to expect of God and what God expects of us for that particular year.
Yeah, amen, amen. And like I said, I knew, you know, as we're going through the year, you know, because I had a copy of your book too, I'm like, you know, check, check, check. You know? So, and I'm not even as familiar in detail with it. I know you'd have to be seeing something on the news, and you, like you said, page 12 was this one. You knew exactly where that was at in the book.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time. I mean, you know, the Lord gives it to me every year. It's something that I take seriously. You know, the study of numbers and colors, names, places, people, symbols of the Bible came really to me out of just an outgrowth of my relationship with the Lord. You know, I know how to study the Bible in a lot of different ways, but the Lord really began back in 2015 to open up a door for me to understand numbers in the Bible, because there's 31,102 verses in the Bible. Every verse is important. You would agree with that. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. If every verse is important, every word is important. And so when there's a name or a color, when there's a symbol, when there's a name mentioned in the Bible, then it's there for a particular reason. And so that's what I try to do, is give you the insight based upon the consistency of when it's mentioned in the Bible so that you can get sort of the true intent of God for that passage of scripture, that story.
Yeah, amen, amen. Now, let's move now into 2021. What do you see as God's prophetic purpose for 2021?
Well, what I do again is I just take the number and I let it speak to me. Number 21 is mentioned only 4 times in the Bible, so think about that. That's not a lot. 20 is mentioned 121 times, 21 is only mentioned 4 times.
Wow.
But when it's mentioned, it revolves around 4 different things that I think that, you know, we can sort of sink our teeth into and get a idea of what God is, you know, going to allow to happen and what is going to happen in 2021. So 21 is that number. 21 revolves around sin, judgment, adulthood, and breakthrough. When you think about 21, you're going to think about sin this year. There are 21 different sins of Jeroboam that are mentioned in 1 Kings and 2 Kings. Jeroboam was the first king of Israel. Remember, it wasn't really God's will for the kings to be instituted, but the
right
people pressed God so much that God said, hey, well, all right, you know, let's see what you're going to, you know, have having things your way. So the very first king of Israel had 21 different sins mentioned about him in 1 and 2 Kings. And then the last king of Judah was Zedekiah. And he was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. So 21 is a number that really revolves around sin. There's also 21 sins that are mentioned by Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, that are going to happen in the end times. So 21 different sins. So sin is a number that's connected with the number 21s. 21 is also a number that's connected to judgment. There's 21 judgments that people are going to have to go through during the tribulation period. You remember during the summer of 2020, people would be in the streets of America. The only time they would be allowed to come out was to get in the streets. They'd pillage businesses. Yep. They'd go out there and break windows, cause havoc and chaos. And what would they say? They would say, what do we want? Justice. When do we want it? We want it now. Well, 21 is a number of judgment and justice. Now, listen to me when I say this, because if you're doing right, justice doesn't bother you. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. for those who do right, you want justice, because justice is getting what you deserve.
Yeah.
If you're like me and you, you've been doing the right thing, I say, man, it's about time I get what I deserve. I've been doing the right thing. I've been sowing the right stuff. I want what I deserve. But if you haven't been doing right and you get what you deserve, you're going to be disqualified for mercy, because the opposite of justice is mercy. Think about that,
yeah,
man. If you've been doing wrong, you're going to get everything you deserve. So these people crying in the streets, that you have unloosed the power of God upon your life in a way that you may not want it, because you're going to get exactly what you've been asking for. So 21 is connected to judgment. Then it's connected to adulthood. When people turn 21, they're supposed to be adults, right? There's
Amen.
Things you can't do in your life until you turn 21. So it's time to grow up, man. We have too many babies in the church, too many babies in our pulpits, too many babies who are claiming to be something that they're not. And this has got to be a year when people grow up before they go up and understand the importance of being a spiritually mature person and quit acting your shoe size and start acting your normal, regular age. Let God heal you of some things so you can grow up. And then last of all, 21 is about breakthrough. Daniel prayed and fasted for 21 days and finally got his breakthrough. And so those four things are what 21 revolve around. In the book, I expound on it more, but that gives you a little gist of what's to come here in 2021.
Wow. Amen. And prophetically, 21 deals with those four issues. Any other areas that 21 deals with prophetically?
Those are the main issues that 21 revolves around when it's mentioned in the Bible. So those are the four categories that I really focus in on. Now, what I also do is I take you on a journey through every book of the Bible that has a chapter 21 in it. So when you look at the different books of the Bible that have a chapter 21, there's further insight into what you can expect. Like if you take Genesis 21, Genesis 21 is one of the best chapters in the Bible because it's where the promise of God was fulfilled to Abraham and Sarah when they got their kid, right? So, you know, this is a year God's going to fulfill promises. And so I take you on that journey through every book of the Bible that has a chapter 21, give you even greater insight, Old and New Testament, as to what's to come in 2021.
Amen. Amen. What does God expect from the church as a whole, the body of Christ? What does God expect from the church in 2021?
Well, I think what he expects more than anything, and I put this in the chapter where I reveal the spiritual forecast for America, is I talk about how this has got to be a year where we cannot burn our bridges with people. Things may not have gone the way we want to politically, financially, emotionally, relationally, whatever it may be, but we can't hang our head. We can't sit there and sulk and have a pity party. We got to focus in on building the kingdom. And we have to understand that as Christians, we're not really Democrats or Republicans. What we are is we are Christians.
Yeah.
And as Christians, we focus in on principles, not people. So it doesn't matter what party is in the White House. What matters is that as Christians, we cannot burn our bridges. We have to keep sort of those avenues open, because those people are going to need the Lord more than ever before in 2021. They may need us now more than they've ever needed us, because with the sin and judgment that's going to come to America, remember, the Bible says that judgment begins where? At the house of God. It doesn't start with the world. It starts with the church. So it doesn't start with the sinner. It starts with the saint. So because of that, we have to be ready for God to deal with us, because it's going to start at our house. It's going to start in our neighborhood. It's going to start in our churches, and it's going to start in our hearts. And so we have to be ready for the judgment to come, for things to happen that are going to really, I think, in the area of sin, I think things are going to get so sickening. Things are going to be revealed from the pulpit, the White House, what went on in every area of our lives. I think people are going to become so sick and disgusted by it. People are going to be sickened by sin. Now, think about that. You've heard of a lot of bad things, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's always bad stuff going on. You hear about it on the news every night. But I'm telling you right now, people are going to get sick of sin in 2021, and they're going to need a place to go to. They're going to need a place to run to, and we, the church, need to have our hearts pure and our churches opening and welcoming to all kinds of people. not just people who used to go to church, but people who never went to church. I think that what's going to happen is you're going to see one of the greatest revivals, obviously, in 2021 that you've ever seen. But it isn't going to be from people who once knew the Lord and who are coming back. It's going to be from people who never knew the Lord, who are so sickened by sin, who are so afraid to be judged that they're going to run because they're realizing they've done wrong, for God to give them a breakthrough in their life so that they can be everything God wants them to be.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. Amen. You know, I've seen things recently in the news, really from all over the world. You know, Mount Vesuvius in Italy. You know, there's another one just a couple days ago in Indonesia, a volcano that resulted in huge lightning storms because of the plumes and clouds and all that. And all the rain that came down created mudslides and floods all in one day. I mean, you're talking, you know, biblical things that are not being spread out. They're concentrated and happening immediately. You know, things are really accelerating right now at a rapid pace. You mentioned asteroids a few minutes ago. Tell us what you have in your book for this year about things like that. What do you see happening in 2021 for that?
Well, and I think that you said it. I mean, it's almost as if you read the book before you're asking me the questions, because look at all these things that are happening. I mean, they're happening in different places, and they're happening one after the other. I mean, it isn't like, okay, it's going to happen, then you get a break, and then another thing happens. No, you're not getting a break. You're not getting an opportunity to breathe. One of the symptoms of the COVID is it's hard to breathe in the natural. Well, translate that to the spiritual. Mm. It's hard to breathe spiritually because of all the things that are happening rapidly. It's almost if God has his foot on the pedal on the right, the accelerator, right? Mm-hmm. And we're pushing through this thing, and God is saying, listen, I'm expediting this stuff. I can't take this anymore. If you look at the times when God finally got set up with mankind, it almost appeared, whether it be Sodom and Gomorrah or other times in the Bible, he said, you know what, we're going to accelerate this thing. I've given you enough warning, enough chances, enough opportunity. If you're not going to do it by now, you're never going to do it. And that's exactly what's happening. And so we're not getting a breather. We're not getting a break. It's one thing after the other that is going on, that is happening, that is taking place, not just in America, but worldwide, because this is something that God is trying to get our attention on. Last year, when 2020, we went down. Everything shut off. Everything got stopped. I mean, nothing. Yeah. You know, you couldn't even go to church. Yeah. God spoke to my heart, and he said, hey, this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. This is sort of the final opportunity I'm giving mankind to reset their lives, to prioritize their life. If you can't serve the Lord, if you cannot prioritize God, if you can't pray when there's nothing going on, you can't go to a bar. You can't go to church. You can't, you know, go out there and do any. You can't even go out and eat. Then if you can't put God number one in that, then that just shows and reveals your heart. And so God shut everything down in order to give us the opportunity, a final opportunity, I believe, to either make it right, to get off, you know, to get on or off the pot, so to speak, you know, and to realize that this is the last and the final hour. And I think that we have to be very careful in the church to make sure that we are doing what we can to show the love of Christ, to build God's kingdom, to make it all about the Lord, to never burn a bridge, to make sure that we're spreading that word. I believe this is the year that we are sort of that John the Baptist in the wilderness, Amen. Crying out for the people to understand that the coming of the Lord is soon. Now, we don't get mad if they reject it. We don't take credit if they accept it. But the bottom line is, we are, I believe, the final last generation, and we've got to be that John the Baptist, that's that voice in the wilderness, and bring light in the middle of darkness. You know, one thing I didn't mention is that even the Hebrew word or the Hebrew letter for 21 is the Hebrew letter for sheen. It's S-H-E-E-N, and it literally means light. So you're going to begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think you started, as we started 2021, you've seen light at the end of the tunnel. But that light is Jesus, and that's where we need to be pointing people to, so that they can find the light, even in the midst of troubled, dark times.
Yeah, amen. I agree. And I loved how you focused on, you know, because I was sensing the same thing I've talked about on my radio program and with family and friends about, you know, God is basically doing a big reset and making us focus on what's important. You know, and I've talked about, you know, we have become idol worshipers in the United States. And God basically shut down all of the idols. I mean, the movies. You can't go to movies. You know, the movie star idols. Shut down the music. You know, there's no concerts and things like that. The music idols. Shut down all the sporting events. Right? Nobody can go to the stadiums and pack them out anymore. The sports idols. And then, the money idol. You know, people working, you know, sometimes two jobs, both parents working. You know, the only time they seen the kids was, you know, maybe an hour or so before they put them to bed at night. You know, and it was like, okay, I'm going to shut everything down, force you to stay home. You can't go out nowhere. And let's get your priorities straight. You know, God and family. You know, and let's get that straight. And those that made that recognition and repented and started focusing on family, focusing on their home worship of God, you know, at home. How long has it been since people actually had a Bible study in their own home, you know, with their own family?
Exactly.
You know, and God's giving us that opportunity. And they say, okay, let's see if you learned. And as things open back up, is it going to go back to what it was? Is it going to be worse than what it was? Or are we actually going to be realigned more in line with God's word and God's plan now? I mean, that, you know, I love how you focused on that. Now,
yeah, and I think that that's exactly, you know, for those people who are tuned into the right frequency, that's what they're hearing from the Lord. You know, this isn't just about me hearing and no one else.
Right.
If you tuned into the right radio station, you know, you're going to hear the right stuff. And so it's just about hitting that right frequency with the Lord. He's speaking the same thing to everybody.
Yeah.
But are we listening properly and correctly? And so that's 100%, I think, what happened. And now you're going to see you know, the evidence of people, if they have listened, if whatever you have sown is what you're going to reap. And
Amen.
I always tell people this, and this is what scares people, because we don't want to have this, but this is
right.
The truth, because it's too late to change what you've done up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You can be forgiven, no doubt, but you can't change your destiny that you're going to get as a result of what you have sown up to this point. Whatever you've sown is what you're going to reap. You're going to get what you get, and you're going to get justice is what you've been asking for. You're going to get it. You're going to get exactly what you deserve. It's too late to change that. Now, moving forward, you can change it. You can be saved today, no matter how much you've done in your past. But you're going to receive some of the consequences. You're going to have to pay the price for some of the things that you've done. And I'm telling you, that price is going to be paid in 2021. You're going to see things revealed. Light is going to be exposing darkness. Some things that are going to come out are going to shock you about people that you live next door, people you've never heard of, people you know. It's going to come out. This is a year where everything that's been in darkness is going to come out, and people are not going to like it. But if you're right with God, you don't need to fear. You don't need to worry, because God has got you covered and God has got you protected.
Amen. Amen. I agree. How do you see 2021 impacting the United States as a whole, specifically? We'll get into the regions part in a second, because I know you talk about that in your book. But as far as the United States as a whole, in their role as a world leader and things like that?
Well, I think that in many ways, America is just like an individual person. I think America is going to reap some things. I think, some of the decisions that people have made, some of the things that we've allowed as Christians to be brought into our society that we haven't spoke up on, that we haven't been militant enough to, you know, really stand up for, because, you know, nowadays it's just not popular to be a Christian. You can't even tell the truth. If you speak up and you say anything anymore, you know, you're the bad person.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about you. They're making people of integrity extinct. The Christian who loves God, who stands up for what is right, a lot of the world is trying to make them an extinct creature now.
Yeah.
And so I think we as a church, we as a people of God, especially in America, we have to open our eyes, look around. We have to make sure that we are doing what we need to do by staying connected to the Lord. I think because of all the open rebellion, and I think 2020 was one of those years where, I mean, open rebellion was not only tolerated, it was accepted, and it went unpunished.
Yeah,
I mean, look at some of these things. Yeah, and what's going on? I mean, when is that okay? You know, we know in the Bible talks about right is wrong and wrong is right. There come a time when that will happen. You're living in it right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're watching things happen on the TV, and I'm sitting here wondering, what in the world? Are you kidding me? Nobody's going to get dealt with this. Nobody's going to get judged for this. We're giving people, we're giving them amnesty. We're letting them do whatever they want to do. And we're encouraging them to do it, thinking that that is what's going to create a positive outcome. Well, listen, I read the Bible, and I know you can't do negative things and expect a positive outcome. If you want positive outcomes, you're going to have to do positive things. And so I think, you know, as far as the church goes in America in 2020, we have to be the voice. We can't be an echo. I think that's got to be a statement that we embrace in 2021, because too many people are echoing what everybody else is saying because they're afraid of the peer pressure that comes along with standing up for what is right and declaring the truth. Well, we have to be a voice. Remember what I said, John the Baptist was a voice. He wasn't an echo. He wasn't saying what everybody else said. He wasn't doing what everybody else did. He wasn't acting like everybody else acted like, but yet he was a godsend to the world. You and I are going to be godsends, not by trying to compromise and lower our standard. We're going to be godsends to people by lifting up righteousness and doing what is right. If you want to know the difference between a false prophet and true prophet, there's one main way to know the difference. I don't care who's listening to me. There's one main way, and that is false prophets lower the standard. True prophets raise the standard.
Amen.
And if you just judge people by that who claim to be a Christian or a Christian leader, you're going to be fine in finding out if they're of God or if they're not. Because if they're not of God, they're going to lower the standard. How many people in politics claim to love God, have prayer breakfasts, do all these things, but they lower the standard? Nobody wants that. Nobody, a true Christian, wants that. And so if you're a true Christian, let's raise the standard. When Jesus came, he didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to lower the standard. He came to raise the standard. So everything that Jesus did was an effort to never compromise, but always to raise the standard, expect more out of us. And we have to do the same in 2021 if we're ever going to be successful and have an impact on a lost and dying world.
Praise God. Amen. Hey, folks. Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of the interview with our good friend, Pastor Bill Jenkins of the Destinyland Christian Center out in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Praise God. Pastor Bill has been on our show for, well, about as long as we've been doing this podcast, praise God. I think 4 years now. He's been on 3 years for sure, anyway. Every year at this time, I ask him to come back on and share with us what the Lord has shown him is about to happen in the upcoming year. And you heard some of the things today that he's seen and shared prior to the beginning of 2020. And if you purchase his prophetic almanac for 2020, you could have used it to prepare yourself for everything that we've seen happen this past year. You could have used it as a checklist almost. Amen. And Pastor Bill shared some of the things with us today, glory to God, that, you know, just to highlight the portions of that book. But we're just not talking about last year here. This just adds some of the credibility factor to what he's about to share for what's going to happen this year in 2021. Amen. Some of the things he's seen in the spirit is awe-inspiring, and also they could be a bit foreboding if you do not take action to protect yourself and your family and your loved ones. And this is not meant to scare you or anything like that. This is simply a way to show you that Jesus is returning soon, and all of these things are lining up exactly as the Bible says they're supposed to. Amen. Pastor Bill Jenkins is simply putting these things into perspective concerning the times and season we live in today. Amen. So you need to come back for the conclusion of this great two-part interview in the next episode. I can tell you right now, you will not want to miss what Pastor Bill is going to share next. I guarantee it. Until then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.